Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined the Bible Club meeting today. We hope you'll join in the singing. We hope you'll be ready for the Bible quiz later on, and we hope that you'll be ready for Bible story. It's wonderful to hear from our Bible Clubbers every week, and so we hope you're ready for the meeting today. And now, to start it off is the Children's Bible Club Choir under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir. That's wonderful singing and the wonderful messages of the songs. It's wonderful that we can praise the Lord, and we ought to praise the Lord. Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So if you're alive at all today, you ought to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ and do exactly what he wants you to do, that your life might bring honor and praise and glory to his name. Because really, it's to him that we owe everything. Well, we've appreciated and enjoyed the letters that have been coming in this week. We know some boys and girls that just are so faithful, they wouldn't miss a week for anything. And we do appreciate that. And we know the Lord's going to reward that kind of faithfulness to his word. And so, this week we'd like to see what a good question answerer you are. Are you ready for the quiz? Maybe it's too easy for some, I don't know. I know you know what Solomon's father's name was, but do you know what his mother's name was? That's the question for this week. Give me the name of Solomon's mother, and send your answer in to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, and we'll just be looking to hear from you this week. And now, here's the choir to sing again.
Yes!
Big businessmen left their businesses wide open to the breeze and hurried out in the street to see if they could get a good place to get a glimpse of this Jesus who was coming through town. Children tugged at their mother's skirts. Hurry, Mama, hurry, we're not going to see him, we're going to miss him. And so many hurried through the streets to see this Jesus who was coming to Jericho. And in all of that crowd there was one man, little as he was, hated as he was. Nobody wanted to be around Zacchaeus. He was the tax collector, the dirty traitor, working for the Roman government and collecting money from the Jewish peoples to pay him. Oh, brother, but who could worry about him on a day like today? They had more important things to see about. And so did Zacchaeus. For this moment, his tax collecting table meant nothing. He had heard of this Jesus, and he was determined to see him who he was. He hurried out into the crowd, but it was only a terrible disillusionment and dismay, because Zacchaeus, short little man that he was, could not possibly see over the heads of all that crowd. All he could get was an elbow in his eye. Oh, how could he see? He ran the steps of the store building ahead, but oh, that was already taken. Nobody could get on there to see, and then it hit him. The tree, the big tree down the street. That was it, that old big sycamore. Man, if he could get up that. And he began to scramble. But what would people think? Something inside him said, Zacchaeus, have you lost your mind? What will people think? But at this point, Zacchaeus didn't care what anybody thought. He was determined to see the Lord Jesus Christ. So up in the tree he scrambled. And once up there, he didn't think he'd have to worry about anybody noticing him anyway. First of all, the tree hid him very well. And secondly, no eyes would be looking up there, for every eye was down the street trying to see the Lord Jesus as he came through. Yes, there was the crowd, humming, and what a loud sound as everyone buzzed around the Lord Jesus Christ. He could see that man right in the midst, and then the crowd came closer. Yes, oh, he could. Oh, climbing up that tree was worth every bit of it. He could see Jesus, oh, very, very plain. And the crowd came closer, and Zacchaeus clung to the limb. And then the crowd stopped. Well, this was great. He could get a good look at the Lord Jesus Christ from here because he stopped right under the tree. Maybe he was going to preach to the crowd here. Why, he'd have a ringside seat. Why, this was better than a grandstand seat. Maybe he would hear Jesus preach at this point. Maybe Jesus would perhaps even heal somebody there underneath the shade of that tree. And then Zacchaeus nearly froze, because in the silence, Jesus' eyes rose up and stopped on Zacchaeus as he clung to the limb of that sycamore tree. And then what he heard nearly made Zacchaeus lose his grip and fall right down, for Jesus spoke to him. In that strong voice, Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down, make haste, for today I must abide at thy house. Zacchaeus couldn't believe his ears. He called him by name. He'd never seen Jesus before. How could he know his name? And, come to think of it, how did he know he had a house? Oh, but Zacchaeus didn't have time to ask questions. He might have scratched and dug to get up that tree, but the scramble down was easy. And do you know what? Zacchaeus really took him directly to his house, and Jesus had dinner with him and stayed and fellowshipped with him the rest of the day. What a wonderful guest! What an honor it was to Zacchaeus to have the Lord Jesus Christ personally at his house. Why, you'd have thought everybody would have been outside looking in, wishing they were there too. But not everybody. The Pharisees stuck their nose in the air and stuck their thumbs under the shoulders of their righteous robes and said, did you see that Jesus? Why, he went to be the guest of a publican. Why, He even eats with sinners. And you're mighty right, he does. And he did, because he went to eat dinner that day with a sinner, old sinner Zacchaeus. But by the time the day was over, it was a saved sinner, because Zacchaeus now knew the Lord Jesus Christ and had received him not only into his home, but into his heart. You know how I know? Well, one reason I know is because he had a changed life, because he told the Lord Jesus, "Oh, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor." He didn't need earthly goods. All he needed was barely enough to live on, and everything else he didn't need anymore because he was giving his life to the Lord Jesus Christ completely. And another way I know he was saved was the Lord Jesus himself said so. He said, "Today is salvation come to this house." And I'd like to know what more you need to base salvation on than the word of the Lord himself. But let me tell you something. The Lord Jesus Christ can do the same for you as he did for Zacchaeus. Why, he can come to you. You can let him come into your heart. Jesus said, after he got done talking with Zacchaeus, he said, "For the Son of Man," that's Jesus, "is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Say, you're no better than Zacchaeus. You're a sinner too. You've taken things that didn't belong to you. You've said things you shouldn't have said. Why, you've done every kind of a way when you really be honest with yourself, haven't you? But Jesus came to save you. And he can change your life. You can make things right just like Zacchaeus did. He paid back everything he'd taken four times over, you know. And then you can have the assurance of the Lord in your heart, the promise of God's word that you're saved. Because Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Say, won't you bow your head right there by the radio right now? Don't put it off another minute. And ask the Lord Jesus to save you. Now, if you really mean it, you pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I can't save myself. But right now, I receive Jesus as my Savior. Come into my heart and save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, God bless you. Until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.